I believe in the power of love.
I believe
I
that
believe
I believe in the
I believe that everyone
I believe in people.
This I believe.
On Mondays, we bring you our radio series, This I Believe. We've been inviting you to submit your essays, and one of the responses came from Jackie Lantry, a part-time hospital worker from Rehoboth, Massachusetts. Here's our series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
Jackie Lantry and her husband have four children, all of them adopted from China. She asked her children what they believed in. They said, family. Lantry had never before written her thoughts about her adoptions, but she found that her beliefs were grounded in the lessons she learned from her journey to meet one of her children and bring him home to raise him. Here is Jackie Lantry with her essay for This I Believe.
I believe in the ingredients of love, the elements from which it is made. I believe in love's humble, practical components and their combined power. We adopted Luke 4 years ago. The people from the orphanage dropped him off at our hotel room without even saying goodbye. He was nearly 6 years old, only 28 pounds, and his face was crisscrossed with scars. Clearly, he was terrified. "What are his favorite things?" I yelled. "Noodles," they replied as the elevator door shut. Luke kicked and screamed. I stood between him and the door to keep him from bolting. His cries were anguished, animal-like. He had never seen a mirror and tried to escape by running through one. I wound my arms around him so he could not hit or kick. After an hour and a half, he finally fell asleep, exhausted. I called room service. They delivered every noodle dish on the menu. Luke woke up, looked at me, and started sobbing again. I handed him chopsticks and pointed at the food. He stopped crying and started to eat. He ate until I was sure he would be sick. That night we went for a walk. Delighted at the moon, he pantomimed, "What is it?" I said, "The moon. It's the moon." He reached up and tried to touch it. He cried again when I tried to give him a bath until I started to play with the water. By the end of his bath, the room was soaked and he was giggling. I lotioned him up, powdered him down, and clothed him in soft PJs. We read the book One Yellow Lion. He loved looking at the colorful pictures and turning the pages. By the end of the night, he was saying, "One Yellow Lion." The next day, we met orphanage officials to do paperwork. Luke was on my lap as they filed into the room. He looked at them and wrapped my arms tightly around his waist. He was a sad, shy boy for a long time after those first days. He cried easily and withdrew at the slightest provocation. He hid food in his pillowcase and foraged in garbage cans. I wondered then if he would ever get over the wounds of neglect that the orphanage had beaten into him. It has been 4 years. Luke is a smart, funny, happy fourth grader. He is loaded with charm and is a natural athlete. His teachers say he's well-behaved and works very hard. Our neighbor says she's never seen a happier kid. When I think back, I'm amazed at what transformed this abused, terrified little creature. It was not therapy, counselors, or medications. It did not cost money, require connections, or great privilege. It was love. Just simple, plain, easy to give. Love is primal. It is comprised of compassion, care, security, and a leap of faith. I believe in the power of love to transform. I believe in the power of love to heal.
Jackie Lantry, reading her essay for This I Believe. Lantry told us that recently when she asked her son Luke if anyone had loved him back in China, he said, "Yes, you did." If you would like to try summarizing your core beliefs for our series, please visit our website where you can find all the essays in the series and information about submitting your own. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Our series continues next Monday on All Things Considered with an essay from Deirdre Sullivan, a listener from New York.